I want to get into the realms of the body of Christ. What is the body of Christ in this day? Praise God, there is a body of Christ, isn't it? Praise God. And Paul asked the question, is the body of Christ divided? What was he talking about? Christ's body in the earth. And I want to bring to you, if I can, by the help of the Lord, a new realization of the body of Christ. Amen. And what it is tonight. Maybe a realization that you haven't came to yet. Praise God. Amen. The church, the bride, is going to realize there's a body in the earth today. Amen. And that body is going to move and it's going to function in the earth just like the body of Jesus Christ, His original body. The body, I'm talking about the one that was born of the Virgin Mary. He moved and were led by the Spirit of God. He did mighty things. Amen. And the Spirit of God was in Christ. The Bible says God was in Christ, doesn't it? Reconciling the world to Himself. Amen. Now Christ is in the bride, reconciling the bride unto Himself. Praise God. Amen. I want to read the scripture, get on my two hands. This will be the third and final part of this message, although we will refer to it later on in other messages, and you'll hear it on and on until we are raptured out of here. Praise God. Because just as sure as the world, the Lord has opened up a door of revelation to us, and it's going to swing wide open, and we're going to walk in. Praise God. Amen. Thank God. You know, we sung that song just a few minutes ago. Amen. By the ridden veil. Glory to God. That's what's taking place. Praise God. The veil has been rent. How many knows it? The message of the Old Testament prophet come to the New Testament age have rent the veil that the bride of Christ, the Gentile people, can see into the holies of holies where the glory of God is. Where the Shekinah glory of God is. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. That's where we're living today. We're not living out here where we have to sit in one place and the glory of God's in another place, but we're in the place where the glory of God's at. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, we're in a battle for the Lord and we're more than conquerors. Amen. You remember the message a long time ago in the P.O. box. Praise God, the enemy there. In the army, you know, they got what they call a P.O. box, where they're in there fortified with cement and iron, and they just got the little holes where they shoot at, and they try to stave off everybody that can, no one can approach those P.O. boxes. Well, that's what the devil's been doing. Amen. He's been taking certain quotes and shooting at us, haven't he? Praise God. Trying to hold down the bride of Christ. Trying to keep her from going over there where God has promised she could be in this hour. We are able New Testament ministers that ministers not only the Word of God, but we minister the Spirit of Christ to the people. Glory to God. Brother, the P.O. box has been blown up now, thank God. Amen. And you know the explosive that blew, that was instrumental in blowing it up. How many knows it? The message of the Old Testament prophet come to the New Testament age. Hallelujah. It vibrates all around. Glory to God. Glory to God. God's got a fivefold ministry on the scene. He's got apostles. He's got prophets. He's got evangelists. He's got pastors. He's got teachers. And He's going to use them to perfect and bring together His body in the earth. Praise God. Amen. All right. The verse above this. In verse 22 here. Amen. Let's just start with verse 18 of this in John 2. I want to read something. Since I'm going to deal with the body tonight, I want to get here where he was talking about his own body. Amen. And see how it goes. Verse 18. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, what sign showest thou unto us, seeing thou doest these things? Jesus answered and said unto him, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Amen. I don't know if that 3 days has any spiritual significance to the temple of our day. Amen. But I want you to watch. Praise God, the Jews said, Then said the Jews, 46 years was the temple in building, and will thou raise it up in 3 days? Now watch verse 21. Here's what I want you to get. But he spake of the temple of his body. Now notice that. He spake of the temple of his body. Now he has got a temple in the earth, his body again. Amen. And Malachi 3 says, amen. That says, the Lord whom you look for shall suddenly come into his temple. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. He is going to raise up the temple that's been torn down. Hallelujah. When did it get torn down? It's been torn down through the dark ages. Hallelujah. But God's going to raise it up, and he is going to stand again in this last day. Amen. All right, I want you to notice, I want you to get a greater revelation tonight than you've ever got of the temple of God in the earth and how it is to function, what it's made out of. Hallelujah. The Word of God will be in the temple of God. Amen. When Jesus walked around here, amen, praise God, God didn't let him start preaching till he was big enough to eat strong meat, did he? Glory to God. I want to tell you one thing, and you're going to understand why I'm saying this a little later. In this body there'll be some teeth, praise God, that can eat strong meat. Because God is going to give this bride some strong meat. The ministers of this gospel is going to be preaching a message, giving out strong meat, and you're going to have a good set of teeth in order to eat it. I'm talking about spiritual teeth. We are not on the soap bottle anymore. Praise God. Amen. The Bible says, to whom shall he teach knowledge? To whom shall he make to understand wisdom? Can anybody finish that verse? Amen. Amen. Those that are weaned from the milk, amen, are weaned from the breast. Glory to God. In other words, that they've grown up. People tonight, I want you to realize that we have grown up in God. Praise God, we are a people that God's able to teach wisdom. We're a people that God's able to make understand revelation. Glory to God, hallelujah. Now, watch. But this he spake of the temple of his body. Now, he's got a temple of the body in the earth. Now, I want to get on down here on verse 22. This will be our last message on this for a while. Praise God. It says, when therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said unto them much, and they believed the Scripture. And they believed the Scripture and the words which Jesus had said. Now, this is the third sermon we have preached along these lines. Praise God, using this for a starting point. Praise God, so there shouldn't be one in here that don't know what John 2 and 22 says. Amen. And they believe the Scripture. And they believe the words which he said. Now, first thing, it is the foundation of the Scripture. But the second, there was a body that was speaking words that they had to believe what was coming forth as the living Word of God. Notice there was a body standing there. You remember how I brought on it? How if you believe not the writing of Moses, how can you believe my words? You remember that? Amen. Showing you had to believe the writing of the Scripture before you could believe the spoken word ministry of this hour. Glory to God. Amen, amen. And then last week we showed the day star, the little light shining in a dark place, and the great light. And he said, you do well that you take the Bible. Amen. But there's something coming. Praise God, the sun is going to rise. The body of Christ is going to be formed in the earth again. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. All right, let's go now to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And I want to deal with this tonight in a way probably that I've never dealt before. And I don't want to... Well, I want to try to teach you what I want to try to do. Praise be to God. But I want to take this tonight at the Lord's will and help us to analyze the body of Christ a little bit. Praise God. And first, I want to analyze the natural, physical part of the body. Now, how many knows what the natural, physical part of the body is? It is you. You, the members, are the natural, physical part of the body. But now, the Word of God declares that the body is dead without the Spirit. That's James, isn't it? Amen. As faith is dead, as the body is dead without the Spirit, so is faith dead without works. I believe he goes like that. Amen. But the fact is, the body is dead without the Spirit. Amen. I want to show you God putting a body together for the Spirit to come upon and into. Oh, praise God. And inside this body has got to take on the divine nature of God Himself. Yes. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. I just feel a good dash of the Holy Ghost tonight. Praise God. I feel the power of the living God. Amen, amen. I feel that one that spoke 9 times in the first chapter of the book of Genesis and said, "Let there be." Amen. And it was. Praise God, praise God. Glory to God, amen. Amen. I'm just so happy in God, seeing what God's doing. Amen. But we've wanted to do this a few nights here and haven't got to it yet. Praise God. Praise God. You know, he's talking in one place about putting a treasure in earthen vessels. Amen. There's a treasure that he's putting in earthen vessels today. And that treasure, praise God, is his Spirit. Glory to God. Now, when I read this tonight, and it has been read many, many times before, you Bible readers, and you all are Bible readers, I suppose. Amen. At least the book of you are. I want you to notice how Paul is dealing with your hands, with your feet, with your eyes, with your ears. Amen. And with your smelling and so forth. Paul is talking in a natural realm. Because the body of Christ in the earth is natural people. Amen. Can you see that tonight? It's natural people in the earth. And then, if the Lord help us, we'll get back to Romans 8 there. And, oh my, after the body is formed, after the good things that God put in the body, after the body reached the place where Jesus said, "This is my beloved Son, hear ye Him." Oh, praise God, and with the glory will fall. Amen. But the body, it's here. Praise God. He tells about the spiritual gifts that are for the body in the first chapter of, or the first part of the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Amen. There's a dozen sermons there. And I am not going to attempt tonight to get on these gifts, so I'm going to skip those because every one I'll have to preach on a little while. I can't hardly read one scripture without preaching on a little bit. So I'm going to skip all that and come right down to verse 12 to begin our reading here. And notice the thought has been, and they believe the Scripture, and they believe what Jesus said unto them. Praise God. And He spoke of His body there, His temple, the body He was raising up. Praise the Lord. All right, here it says, "For as the body is one." Now, I want to emphasize this a little bit tonight. "For as the body is one." Now, I want you to notice how many bodies do the Lord have. I'm talking about natural bodies. How many realm of people? He has one body in the earth. Praise God. And the Lord's willing, we won't have time to read it tonight because we're going to finish this part up. But we have read on other sermons in the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, chapter of the book of Acts there. Praise God how the people were in one mind, one accord. The power of God was falling, and that body was so powerful that Peter could walk down the street. Amen. The sick folks would be laid out there in the streets. And my, Praise God, they would be healed immediately, wouldn't it? Praise God, that mighty body of Christ in the earth, and the body is one. Saying, needless to say here, that there's not a Baptist body, there's not a Methodist body, there's not a Pentecostal body. Amen. The body is one. Amen. You don't get into it by joining the congregation of the Holy Church, the Church of God, the Assemblies of God. You don't get into it by joining the oneness or two-ness or three-ness. Praise God. But how do you get into this one body? Amen. Amen. The Bible tells, doesn't it? For as the body is one and has many members, that's what we are, members. And all the members of that body, and all the members of that one body being many, are one body, so is Christ. Now catch that last part. So is Christ. Then that put Christ as a natural body. Christ's natural body in the earth. Praise the Lord. Now I would drop in a little something here if I had time to explain it. Amen. I believe I will. And if there's any question, you can ask me later. Praise God. But Christ's body in the earth, He sent the Holy Ghost back. A portion of the Spirit of God. Amen. One leg of His coming, so to speak. Praise God, with the Spirit of God to put this body together. Amen. Waiting for the time when the fullness of Christ could come down upon this body. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to see tonight that you're part of a functioning, moving body in the earth today. Hallelujah. Amen. And when this body of Christ reaches a certain stage in the earth and is fully anointed by the mighty angel that comes down, praise God, it is literally Jesus Christ walking around in the earth. And the Bible says this in its final stage, that He has died once and death has no more dominion over Him. Praise God. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, the realization of what the body is. Glory to God, glory to God. And I'll better hurry with this scripture because I want to get it in here. Oh, praise God, listen here. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. Amen. Whether we be Jew. Now notice that. There's Jews to be born into this body. Glory to God. Or whether we be Gentiles. Whether we be bond or free. Have all been made to drink into one Spirit. Now watch. For the body is not one member, but many. Now I want you to notice that. The body is not one member. Amen. My fingers here is not my body, is it? My ear is not my body. Praise God, I'm talking about a spiritual thing that God's doing in the earth. Amen. We wonder sometimes why people fail to be interested in the things of God. Why you can't interest them. Why you can't get below the surface and get way down in their spirit talking to them. Brother, sister, God's doing a new thing. He's baptizing people and putting them into the body of Christ today. Hallelujah. There's a group of people in the earth that is absolutely a part of the body of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. When Jesus said, destroy this temple, I'll raise it up. Amen. He did. Praise God. And when it raised, it had no limitations to it. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. When Jesus arose from the dead, glory to God, I'm talking about that body of Jesus because I want you to see this body just exactly like you would look at that body that walked around, because it is the same thing. Praise God. It is the same thing. It is the same thing. Glory to God. That's what I want you to see before we get through here tonight. It is the same thing. Hallelujah. When He arose from the dead, He said, all power is given to Me in heaven and in earth. Glory to God. I'm telling you, God is going to empower church and give the church authority to speak for Him in this day. Praise God. He is going to empower His body. He is going to anoint His church. The greatest thing for the church since the church has been born into the earth, it yet lies ahead of us. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. It may be small in number, but brother and sister, it'll be very powerful. Glory to God. Amen. Notice here, for the body is not one member, but many, many members. Many members. And I can feel tonight, just as I stand and minister this word, that this body part isn't soaking in like we want it to. Praise God, we may have to come back on this again and again and again and again. Amen. To the people, realize that we are Christ. Amen. Did you hear what I said? Tell the people, realize that we are Christ. Amen. Tell the people, realize that we are Christ. When Paul spoke, amen, I believe it's 1 Corinthians, is it chapter 1 or 2, where it says, is Christ divided? What was he talking? He was talking about that spiritual born-again group of people. We know that Christ that sits on the throne, amen, that sits on the mediator seat in heaven to make intercession, amen, we know He isn't divided, and it would be foolish to ask the question, is that Christ up in heaven divided? Wouldn't it? Be very foolish. Paul was referring to a group of people in the earth seeing this great thing to come. Hallelujah. You're going to see it tonight. I command you to see it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I command you, amen, to let the Holy Spirit take your mind, and that God will give you a new realization of what you are in the earth as you become part of the group of people that God's working through. Hallelujah. Amen. We're not isolated members. I can do nothing without you. You can do nothing without me. We together makes the body of Christ. Oh, praise God, praise God. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Wonderful Jesus, wonderful Jesus. Amen. That verse 12 tells us you are Christ. Notice just the last part. Amen. It says, being one body. The members being one. Being many are one body, so also is Christ. Do you see what that's talking about? So also is Christ. Now Christ, what does the word Christ? Christ means the anointed. The anointed one of God. Amen. When I get a little further tonight and show there's a physical part of this body and a spiritual part, oh, praise God, you're going to see the two ands. Amen. You're going to see and the physical. Amen. You can see the physical part of this word. You can read it. Amen. Anybody can see the physical part of this word. Even the world can. Amen. A drunkard, a whoremonger. Amen. They can read. Amen. The physical part of this word. They can throw the Bible around in their arm, but they can't have that second hand. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Anybody, the natural people can see. Glory to God. The physical part of Christ in the earth. But they've got to see that spiritual power. Glory to God. He is the Lord from heaven. Praise God that anointed people. There's your two end. Now let's go on to verse 15 here. And this may sound silly. I don't care how silly it sounds. Praise God it wasn't silly to St. Paul to write it. Amen. It isn't going to be silly. And I may go over a verse over and over and over again. Amen. I'm not going to feel a bit embarrassed if I sound repetitious. Glory to God. And if you look at me inquiringly, I'm just going to look at you back again inquiringly. Praise God, because we're here tonight for one purpose. Amen. That's to see what the body of Christ is. Amen. And I fully realize we'll not get all the full dimensions of it, but we're going to get some of it before we leave here. Amen. We're going to have a place where we can come back and pick up and begin teaching on the body of Christ, and you're going to know what we're talking about. Amen. We're not talking about the Lord in heaven. We're talking about His people in the earth. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. Because that's what Paul, amen, was talking about. And if you say, Brother Howard, you're silly, you've got to say St. Paul is silly. Praise God. And if St. Paul could risk criticism all down through the ages for bringing in this way, amen, listen to what he says. And I've got to read here. Glory to God. It says here, verse 15, if the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, am I not the body? Is it not therefore the body? In other words, my foot. Paul is saying this. Some people may think certain parts and portion is not the body. We are all the body. You're a part of it. You are a part of it. Brothers and sisters, you are a part of it. Amen. You may be an ear. You may be an eye. Amen. You may be a toe. You may be a foot, but you're part of the body of Christ. Amen. And if Paul used these words, I don't feel a bit bad explaining it like this. I'm going to Ephesians 4 a little while too. Amen. But we got to get a body before one can be anointed. How many knows it? We got to get a body before one can be anointed. Amen. Praise God. We've got to get a body. Let me tell you what. We've got to get a body. Then we got to get all dehybrid it and get the body with the nature of Christ on it. Praise God. And when the body is formed, glory to God, the members of it, some of them, amen, got little things hanging on that they don't need. But this body's going to be completely dehybrid. Amen. I want to preach on serpent seed and bring the two hands in here on it a little bit. Amen. Everybody that's living here on this earth has a portion of the serpent seed nature in them. Glory to God. I'm talking about, when I say that, I'm talking about you have a portion of that fallen nature that you have inherited from your parents. Amen. All the way from the Garden of Eden. But brother, this body that's going to walk around here on this earth, brother, she's going to have one thing, and that's the nature of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's going to have the nature of Jesus Christ. It's going to be like when Satan comes to you and look at you as a group of people. Not just as an individual, as a group of people. You say, Brother Howard, it's too difficult. Couldn't be. You couldn't have a whole body of people and not have all this. Brother and sister, I'll assure you outwardly that we've got our human frailties. And we'll always have our human frailties. But your mind has got to be this. I am part of, we're part of one another, and you've got to be united to that extent. Praise God and realize you are part of one another and you cannot be separated. Hallelujah. Because by one Spirit you're baptized into one body. Glory to God. And that body as a whole has got to move with God. That body as a whole, amen, has got to dehybrid itself of anything, amen, of the fallen human nature. Glory to God. When I say that, I'm talking about, namely, the works of the flesh. And I'm going to read the rest of this. And I can't comment on all up to this extent because your watch keeps going. Amen. Verse 16. And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not part of the body, is it not therefore a part of the body? Oh, the body, the body, the body, the body, the body, the body, the body. The body. The body. The body. The body. Christ's body got hands, feet. Amen. And Christ's, I want to show you later on, Christ's body's got a mind. Amen. And that mind directs the entire body. Glory be to God. Amen. That mind, that is the anointing of Christ as it comes out through the body, through the ministry. Alright, if the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? Now this is asking a simple question. Amen. Brother Franklin, if your whole body was just an eye, and don't think this is silly because this is what St. Paul said. You wouldn't have no legs. Amen. You couldn't walk. You couldn't talk. Amen. The only thing you could do is see. Is that right? Amen. The only thing you could do is see. Now this is what St. Paul's talking about. I am talking about a body, a group of people in the earth that got all of these things in it. The body of Christ. Amen. If the whole body were an eye, where was the hearing come from? You see what I'm saying there? If the whole thing were an eye, where were the hearing? All right. If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? Now watch. But now has God set the members. Now watch who set the members in the body. I cannot do it. But God can give me a message that will put you in the body. Amen. God can give me the Word of God, whereby if you will hear the Word of God and obey the Word of God and believe the Word, God will include you and make you part of that body. Hallelujah. Amen. But now, this is verse 18. But now has God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it has pleased Him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet one body. Now this one body I'm talking about is the thing that God's going to anoint. Watch that. God is not going to anoint the foolish virgin. God is not going to anoint Israel at this time. God is going to anoint His body in the earth. Praise be to God. God's going to anoint this, but He's going to put it together before He pours the anointing on it. Praise God, praise God. You're going to have to be willing. Amen. The Bible says in verse 18, God set in the church as it pleased Him. Somebody said, well, if I can't be the big eye, I'll not be nothing. Well, you're not going to be anything. Praise God. You're not going to be anything. Praise God. Somebody said, if I can't be the right hand, I won't be nothing. Now, this thing, I'm talking like Paul did. And you've got to transmit it down into your realm of thinking. You are the body of Christ. I want you to picture a man, Christ Jesus, in your mental faculty. And you're part of it. That's what God's going to anoint. Amen. I have tried for years and years and years to preach this, but the hour has come. Somebody's going to see it. Somebody's going to realize there's going to be a functioning body of Jesus Christ in the earth with the Word of God inside the body. Amen. And they'll take this Bible, they'll read the Bible, and the people will believe the Scripture, and they'll believe the words that come out of the mouth of Christ. What is the mouth of Christ? It's the mouth of His natural body, natural physical body in the earth today. Praise God, and the words will be valued of Almighty God, just like the words that the natural man Jesus Christ spoke. There's a body to be in the earth. Oh, thank God I could have a running fit just to think of it, but you're going to hear this tonight. You're going to understand this tonight, at least in part, as much as God has ordained for us to have tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Thank God. But God set in the body. Amen. And the body is one. Amen. Has many members, yet one. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of thee. Hallelujah. Amen. That one verse right there alone. I have no need of thee. Brother, you ain't going to make it without me. Amen. Because I am part of that body of Christ. There's no way you can make it without me. Hallelujah. And I can't make it without you if you're part of it. Amen. Friend, you might as well let the Holy Ghost take the love of God and spread it abroad in your heart. One for another. Amen. Glory to God. No one wants to take their right hand and cut it off, do it. Not a one in here, do you? Amen. You don't want to take your thumb and lay it on something solid and take a hammer and hit it, do you? Amen. Why? Because it will hurt the entire body. How many knows it? Now I'm talking just what St. Paul says. Amen. There is a people in the earth. We don't want to hurt one another, do we? Amen. To hurt the least one will hurt the greatest one. Amen. Glory to God. I remember back just a little boy. You know, we used to play with old automobile cases and tires. Roll them, and we're in those days, hardly any of the country kids wore shoes, and I'm telling you to get a toenail snapped off, hit a big rock, oh, you've never felt such pain. But I've done it many times. How many of you have ever done that? Amen. It just hurts the whole body, doesn't it? Amen. That's what we are tonight. I can't hurt you without being hurt. You can't hurt me without being hurt. Amen. And it hurts one another. Amen. Spiritual, if you are spiritual, and we have got to be in God, when the smallest member in the body become hurt, you would know that the whole body is hurt. Can you say amen? Brother, sister, we're one. We're one in God. We can't separate ourselves. I don't want my hands cut off. I need it. I don't want my eyes plucked out because I've got to have them to see. Amen. I don't want my ears cut off. I need them to hear. Amen. Do you see what I'm saying? I've got to have ears. I've got to have eyes. Amen. I've got to have a nose to smell with. I've got to have a mouth to eat with. Praise God, praise God. And I've got to have some teeth to chew to meet with that God's giving. Oh, that's the body of Christ. Amen. I don't care how silly it sounds. I don't care. Amen. I'm willing to make it sound just as silly. Amen. If we get the thought tonight, praise God. That's it. A body in the earth. You're not an individual. You're part of a body. Oh, praise God. If I could get that over tonight. My God in heaven, if you'll grant me grace, give me the words, Lord. I can only repeat what St. Paul said, and what you give me. The two hands. Praise God. Praise God. This chapter have laid you in the Bible for almost 2,000 years. Now it's going to be known. Now it's going to be activated. Amen. Now it's going to produce a body. Praise God. There is to be a people march out here. Amen. And the body's got leadership. Amen. Watch me walk across the floor here tonight, across the roster. Amen. You know what? What make me do it? There's a little thing up here called a mind. Amen. It flashes a message all through the nerves and so forth, and it makes my feet just walk across. Praise God, my body can function. I can raise this hand. I can raise this hand. I can close my eyes. I can open my eyes. I can jump. Amen. Why? Amen. Because I'm in one piece. Ezekiel 37 teaches that the army of God, the body is coming together, doesn't it? Glory to God, bone to His bone. Amen. Brother, sister, can you believe it tonight? God is producing and putting together something in this earth that resembles nothing like this church system that you've heard called the body of Christ. It's going to be led. There's going to be leadership in it. And it's going to be respected leadership. Amen. And the leadership is going to know this. I want to get the head king. Let me get on down here. I want to get another scripture before I get this part. Amen. Amen. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. Now watch. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of thee. Amen. Now, without my feet, I could think, walk across the floor. And I could try to walk across the floor. But you know what I would do? Wind up just a flopping around. Couldn't move. Amen. Because a head's no good without feet. Amen. Can you see that tonight? Glory to God, a head is no good without feet. A ministry is no good without a church. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. Without a church there. Glory to God that is willing to recognize the head, recognize leadership. But by the same token, the head's got to recognize the rest of the body. Praise God, I can think some great revelation, and God can give me a great revelation, and the revelation be from God, but unless there's a body to channel that revelation through, amen, that revelation is almost useless. Amen, because what good would my head do sitting up here on the altar rail tonight? Now, I'm talking in the spiritual sense. Amen, I don't care how silly it is. Amen. Amen. I said, I don't care how silly it sounds. What good would my head do sitting up here on the altar? Amen. It could, even if it could still think. Amen. There's got to be some shoulders. Amen. There's got to be a neck for this head to sit on. And there's got to be some shoulders where the neck sits. And there's got to be some body for the shoulder to sit on. And there's got to be two legs. Amen. On the body. Glory to God before the body can ever move. Amen. But that you may think that sounds silly, but that is the state the church is in tonight. Amen. Maybe not to that extent, but it's dissected to the extent that it cannot move and function like God wants to function tonight. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I said I was going to get on the body tonight. Amen. How many sees this now? Praise God. What if I was only one big old ear? Amen. Amen. Big old ear up here tonight. Glory to God. All you can see sitting there, just the big ear. It would certainly be the worst freak of nature you've ever seen. Amen. But that's what Paul's saying, isn't it? What if all the body was hearing? Where would come the smelling? Amen. Paul was looking at a condition and he laid the foundation. That's the end right there. Paul saw the body and he saw the state that it was getting in. It was becoming divided, and he knew if the body ever become divided, that the Spirit of God could not move through that body and fulfill the Word of God. Amen. I could deal lengthy with a hand, with a feet. Amen. Amen. Brother Charles, what if you looked up here and hit me tonight, and all you could see a hand laying here on the altar? So there's Brother Howard. Amen. Amen. I'm talking in the spiritual sense. What good would the anointing do come on that hand? There would be no body to lay it on you to pray for you, would it? Amen. But that's what Paul's saying. He said, what if the whole body was feet? Amen. What good would it do to have a set of feet up here and... You say, there's Brother Howard up there. I said it would sound silly, but I wanted you to get a point. I'm talking about the body of Christ. There's going to be something moving this earth to complete body. It's going to be put together. Glory to God, and it ain't going to be a set of feet. It ain't going to be just a head. It ain't going to be just a set of eyes. It ain't going to be just a set of teeth either. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Amen. All right, let's go on a little further. Amen. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of thee. Amen. You would think on that one there a little more. Amen. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. Amen. Praise God. And those members of the body which we think less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely part have more abundant comeliness. Our comely parts have no need, but God has tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which liketh. Now this year, getting on down into other members of the body, Paul doesn't stop with a hand. Paul doesn't stop with other parts of the... He doesn't stop with the eyes, the hands, the feet, or the head. But he goes on down to the more comely part of the body. He said they're necessary. Amen. There's certain parts of the body that don't function openly. Amen. But they've got to be there. Praise God. And God has tempered the body together so that every part, amen, has its need. And you've got to give the same care and even more care to some of the parts of your body that's not shown in public. Glory to God. Because God has tempered the body together. This body is going to move. This body is going to be complete. Amen. This body and everything about this body is going to be there. Amen. When he's talking about the more comely part, amen, and so forth here, God tempered the body together. Amen. That you've got to give those members the same care. Amen. Praise God. And I'm talking now, I want you to see the body. Then we want to get the anointing of the body. Amen. A little brother or sister sitting in the back seat. Amen. That don't say much. Glory to God. There are certain times that God uses those members of the body. And we've got to recognize they're part of the body of Christ, brothers and sisters. Amen. Glory to God. One that might be pretty quiet. One that some... sometimes it may be a brother or sister that you're not especially proud to have in the congregation or something. Amen. But God's tempered the body together. God set the church whom He will. Amen. Praise God, praise God. And sometimes God will use a brother or sister through a prophecy or through a dream or through a word of wisdom, and you've just got to bow your head and say, that was God. Amen. What is it? Those parts of the body you think, well, we could do without that. No, we can't. We can't do without anything that God set in this body. All right? Let's see, for our comely parts have no need, but God has tempered the body together, giving more abundant honor to that part which liketh. That there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffers, all members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all members rejoice with it. Now notice verse 27 here. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. Amen. What part are you? Amen. I'm not talking in the sense of whether you're a toe or you're a ear or you're an eye, but I'm talking in the sense if you believe this gospel, if you've repented of your sins, amen, and willing to blend and become part of a people, I'll tell you, your independence goes then, brother and sister. Amen. Somebody said, well, I ain't that, what that person does none of my business. There ain't no such thing. There is in your individual leadership, instead, in the sense of God tells you go somewhere, you go. But brother and sister, it's some of my business what my feet do. It's some of my business what my hands do. Amen. It's some of my business what my eyes do. Amen. It's my hands' business to see that my body gets washed. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. All right, now you are the body of Christ and members in particular. Now, how many sees what the body of Christ is? Is it that body sitting up yonder on the throne? No, not in this case. Not in this case. Now, this is getting deeper than a lot of the church people want to go. Not in this case, it isn't. The body of Christ is you. Amen. And you're part of me, and don't matter, you might not like the way I preach. You might not like the way I look. You might not like the way I comb my hair. Praise God, but you're part of me. And I'm part of you, and Christ has anointed the church. Now, I could get a little more on this, but let's go to Ephesians 4 here. Now that we got a body. Praise God. Out of the kingdom of heaven comes the body of Christ. Out of the kingdom of heaven comes the body of Christ. Out of the seven church ages comes the body. Praise God. The people couldn't preach this years ago. Long as the church age was going, people couldn't preach it. There was no body of Christ in the earth. There could not have been a body of Christ. Because as we got on other night, it says, let the wheat and tares grow together until the harvest. And there is no tares in the body of Christ. The body of Christ cannot come forth until after the church age is over. Therefore, watch this. There is one body. Now this begins to be applicable. Praise God. I want you to watch it. This begins to be applied. There is one body and one spirit, Oh, praise God. Now, this Spirit hadn't come on it yet. We, each one individually, has portions of the Spirit of God. Amen. But our mind has not been brought together to the point now where that God can anoint us as a body yet. Amen. So therefore there is some time out here for the church to come together. Amen. There is one body and one Spirit. Even as you're called in one hope of your calling. One Lord. One faith. One baptism. One God and the Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Amen. Then it tells about Him ascending on high, but verse, and giving gifts unto men, ministering gifts, and verse 11 said, and He gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors, and some teachers. Now, I wonder why verse 11 is before verse 12. Now, think about this tonight. I wonder why verse 11 is before verse 12. That is the order it comes in. Praise God, He first gives the ministry to perfect the saints. Amen. As the body is put together by the Spirit of the Lord. The heads put on the body, so to speak. Amen. These ministering offices begin to bring a continuity into the functioning of the body of Christ. Amen. Now watch this. And He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers. And I know I just read it, but I wanted to read it again. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body. See it, John? Amen. God puts the body together in Corinthians. How He says there has got to be a realization come through the church first that we are one. We're part of one another. We're not divided. Hallelujah. Ever saved, born again person. Amen's part of the body. And then He gives the ministry to cause the nerve system to get straightened out. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I'm about to shout here, but I want to hold it back if I can to get this in. He gives the ministry for the nerve system to get straightened out in the body. Amen. For the perfecting of the saints. Amen. That is getting the hands where it worked perfectly. Amen. You ever watch a little boy, a little girl, 3 or 4 year old, just big enough to handle a pencil a little bit, begin to try to write the ABCs? You can write them out and show them how to make an A. Amen. But they just can't make that A right. But after a while, as they try it, they make it more. Amen. For the perfecting. That's leading on into the body of Christ. Building up into a certain state for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body. Edifying means building up. Amen, the body. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. Now, here's a place where the body, it makes itself. Amen, the body's getting together. We're not at this stage yet. Don't fool yourself. Amen, don't stick your head in the sand like an ostrich and pretend we are not. Reality has got to be faced. The ministry's got to be recognized in this hour. Hallelujah. Praise God. But there is, how can a ministry put the church together when the church does not even recognize that it has a ministry? Do you see this tonight? Praise God. The church has got to first recognize it has a ministry. Glory to God, and then the ministry begin to bring the Word of God. What kind of Word is the ministry bringing? The ministry is bringing the Scripture and the spiritual Word of God. And as the ministry brings this, the church begin to recognize, and it begins spiritually, you begin to be brought together. And one of these days, amen, Brother Franklin, you sitting here, and Brother Lima, whoever, you'll know that brother is part of me, and you'll love one another so much that Paul instructed the people, said, seek not your own wealth, but seek the wealth of your brother. In other words, don't look so much on your own thing, but see that your brother's needs met. Amen. My hand want to put a pair of shoes on my feet, doesn't it? Amen. I'm talking about a love and a unity and a knowledge in the people to the full knowledge of Christ. I want to get on this word knowledge a little bit if I can. There isn't a knowledge among you yet. Or may I say, among us yet, that we are that much part of one another. Amen. We're in a cold world today. Matthew 25 prophesies of a time of cold love and iniquity. Cold iniquity and cold love. Brother, that's what has come a whole church world. It has struck the whole world, church world, our selfishness that runs all the way through all organized religion. And in a lot of people that claim to be the bride of Christ, but we are the part of one another. You're part of me. Amen. I've got to see that you're taken care of. Amen. If there's any need, praise God, there's no distance too far to drive or so forth if I can supply the need. Glory to God. That is what Christ means here. That's what Paul means. Amen. That's what's going to be anointed in this hour. First, Paul records a recognizing of the head. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of... till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. Unto the perfect man. Unto a perfect man. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the slight of mean and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But here's what the body do when it get formed. And don't fool yourself tonight. Amen. I preach to you on the body of Christ. I wanted to bring a knowledge to it and a realization to you of the body. Amen. But we are coming to this, and you've got to do your part to be in the body. How many knows it? You've got to do your part to be in the body. I've got to do my part to be in the body. We're part of one another. Amen. Verse 15 says, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying. Now watch, unto the edifying of itself in love. Glory to God. There's benefits in being in unity. Amen. Glory to God. It was in the early church. Praise God. When they were in unity, God put great grace upon them. Amen. Praise God. When this body gets right, it's joined to the Lord by one Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now notice, we are the physical part of the body. We're the first hand. We're the first hand. Now I want you to notice this tonight. Praise God, because this is the deepest message I've preached on this. Amen. Christ, the anointing, the man Christ Jesus, the Spirit of God that comes down in Revelation chapter 10 is the spiritual part of the body. Amen. That's the spiritual part. Glory to God, and it takes that to make the body live and function right. This body is going to have the divine nature of Christ. Amen. It's going to have the spirit of faith. Glory to God. And God's going to thunder through this body of Christ in the earth today. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we thank you.